Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Stick back to throw it over the middle. Oh. Quickly intercepted at the 45-yard line, and it's Shamar James, the rookie linebacker from Florida, returning at 10 yards with the first takeaway of the game.
How are we all feeling about that Adrian Beltre statue? We'll get to that at 8:20 on a new Music Monday with the entire squad back together again. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. Brad Shand with a call on your home of the Cowboys. They beat the Falcons 31-13. And we got some more good news, I think. Brian Schottenheimer said he expects Trayvon Diggs to start the season on the 53-man roster. The unanswered question all offseason long, when is Diggs coming back? Do the Cowboys have a handle on it? Did Trayvon sabotage his own rehab? Were the Cowboys right or wrong in finding him $500,000? Would Trayvon have been better off starting off the rehab process and sticking through it in Frisco? This has been a big story with a lot of bad feelings on both sides. Diggs said, were you in the locker room with Trayvon when he did all this?
No, I didn't hear Diggs talk.
Trayvon said his rehab work has picked up a lot recently and it's expected to pick up even more next week. Highly unlikely he'll be ready for week one, but he did not rule it out. He said, I'm hungry. I'm itching to get back on the field. I cannot wait. He said he feels way better than I should feel. And indications have been that he'd be ready to go before week five. Again, non-committal about the Eagles game. He also, of course, you know, they're Batman and Robin traveling everywhere together, had to speak for Micah Parsons in the locker room. And he said, yeah, you know, Micah's back is kind of tight. Had to get that MRI. And Brian Schottenheimer said it came back pretty clean. But he said Micah's availability, Eagles, depends on how his back feels.
I wish the back would get better.
I know he was really sore this morning. Went and got it checked it out. That is the last thing I heard. So, Trayvon Diggs versus Stephen Jones, Cowboys medical staff, looks like what on the scoreboard?
I don't know that it says anything. I don't know that it says anything. I mean, it was always going to be a question of when he was ready to go. They obviously had a problem with him doing things off site. I guess, like, my question would be is, if he did things on site, would he have been faster along with his rehab?
Right. The Cowboys probably would maintain he would have been a training camp participant if he was with us.
That's probably what they would say.
You had people like Shereen Williams and others say, like, we're looking at mid-season return, maybe even later, maybe even not this year. Shereen wrote multiple times for ProFootballTalk.com. So where do you end up on it, Bob?
I mean, obviously, it's going to be a he said, she said thing, because
Because weren't we all pleasantly surprised on the 53 or no?
From to where, start off. From where he'd been. Like, during the offseason, he was thought to, the Cowboys were publicly saying, and they've continued to say, which again, that's why it's he said, she said, this is just their take on it, is that he should have been able to participate some in training camp, and he didn't. And so they would say he was still behind. Stephen Jones, while he was in California, in that interview he gave with Ed Werder and Matt Mosley, had said he's behind. Said, like, just flat out said he's not where he's supposed to be at this point. And they didn't know where he was going to be by the time he showed up. So in that sense, he's their public position is that he's behind. He kept saying the whole time he was ahead of schedule. So there's some sort of split there that is undefined. I think that when it initially happened, the word was it could be anywhere from like 6 to 9 months, I think is what they had said initially. 6 months would have been July. 9 months obviously would have been October. So he ends up being ready beginning of September.
Seven and a half.
I mean, it kind of depends on how you view that. I look at it and just say, I know the Cowboys consistently have said they thought he should have been ready for training camp if everything had gone right.
Yeah, I don't know who to believe, really. Because I would have to be able to tell you that Trayvon Diggs would have been on a faster rate of return in Frisco. And I would have to be able to tell you that Trayvon Diggs' own personal medical team is not as good as Britt Brown and everyone else. And I don't know any of that.
So, no, I mean, like,
look, I don't know.
There are certain.
Do I blame Diggs? That's another part of this. Sorry, mm-hmm. Choppy. You blame Diggs for not rehabbing with the team? Well, then you have, you know, professional athletes who. Tom Brady was working with Alex Guerrero. Bad thing for Tom Brady. I would have to say no.
No, he was always healthy. Outside of the year where he got rolled up on.
Yeah, so it's hard for me to tell a pro athlete, like, don't work with the person you think is the best for your body.
Well, and I think there's a difference.
But I also understand the team's point of, yo, we want to supervise. We're paying you the millions. We want to supervise what you're doing medically. Sorry.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between supplementary assistance or working with somebody who in addition to what you do with the team, and then just cutting the team out and only working with somebody else.
You know, that's
where I think there would be a hesitation.
Because, you know, every team has, breaking news, different doctors, different trainers, and they all have different philosophies. Some are old school. Some don't keep up with the new stuff. Some, you know, are more advanced, and they're like, hey, you know what? This is new technology. Let's go use it. Some are like, hey, I want to hunker down and use what I've used for 50 years. Every training staff is different. And, you know, was Diggs using a different type of recovery than what the Cowboys want or what the Cowboys recommend? And did it help him get, you know, heal faster? If it did, then I don't really care what the team says, as long as he's healthy.
Yeah, I posted this. It kind of blew up on social media. Does this news that he passed the physical, moving him off the PUP list, make the Cowboys medical staff look silly? Because we've talked about the grading that the NFLPA puts out every year.
So they do a training room and training staff. And this is when they go through everything. Treatment of families. This is the report card from the NFLPA. And the Cowboys, for the training staff, got a C. Now, the bad thing is that, you know, to me, a C, you're in the top three, A, B, C.
But by the way, what I hear about that, what I'm told about that is it's not the quality of the people working on the players that is the C. They don't have enough.
They don't have enough personnel.
Yes, they're undermanned.
Yeah.
They're understaffed.
Well, okay, but
that's what I've been told.
I'm gonna read you the teams that also got grades in the C. You know, Arizona. I mean, you don't want to be lumped in with Arizona on anything. Buffalo. They're a good team. That's a rinky dink organization.
Oh.
You don't want to be lumped in with Buffalo. They can't even afford a roof. Building a brand new stadium.
They did figure out how to stop wind. There we you can't go. Stop the sun. They stopped the wind. Captain Planet would be proud.
Cleveland. You want to be lumped in with them. The Chiefs. Chiefs are great. Chiefs have got a great organization. They've got one of the worst facilities, do they not? How old is that? Xavier Worthy walked into that and was like, where the hell am I? Remember that? Remember that video? Terrible facilities. The Patriots. Yeah, Tom Brady was their only success. The Jets. Anyone lumped in with them? Those are the C grades. You don't want to be lumped in with those.
Someone teams. Just texted me who would know Dak went outside the Cowboys staff for his hamstring.
Yeah, I mean, you will end up getting guys who will do different things in like side work with the organization. It's like when you said, cut it out completely.
He's going to keep them still informed, Dak.
That's the biggest problem. And it's not even just keep them informed. He's going to get work from both, typically, is what it's going to be. You'll get sort of like a team up on it. And yeah, on the fact of Dallas ranked 30 out of 32 teams to the question of, do Cowboys players feel like they have enough full-time trainers? And then the other aspect was players report that the one-on-one time that they get with coaches, with training staff, that was 72% of Cowboys players agreed with that. That was 29th out of 32. So like Sean said, that's where it was really dragging down, was the amount of staff. There's not a whole lot in here that, at least is it here, that is critical of the staff itself. It's that they feel like it's understaffed.
Yeah, so the big question in this is this good news? Or would the Cowboys say, no, he should be even further along and he should be playing against the Eagles? I don't know. I can't answer that. So depends on which side you believe or take. No clue. 877-881-1053. Frank LaFranco, injury attorney, text line. Do you remember Matt Schaub, RJ Chopper?
Oh, I do.
Who was he?
He was quarterback, Houston Texans, Atlanta Falcons.
And who is he now, Bob?
He is a candidate or wants to be elected. The NFLPA president is what he wants now.
Matt Schaub is calling for an immediate grievance against Jerry Jones for directly negotiating with Micah Parsons. Now, Bob, we keep getting different explanations and interpretations on this.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's legal or illegal, CBA-wise, to do what Jerry Jones did with Micah one-on-one without the agent. What is the truth? What's the reality?
The truth is that it's like a lot of things that go to the Supreme Court or other things where the question is related to a matter of interpretation of what the CBA says. So the CBA specifically lists in there, it says that under enforcement, it says under procedures to be established by agreement between the NFL and the NFLPA, the commissioner shall disapprove any NFL player contract between a player and club unless such player A is represented in the negotiations with respect to such NFL player contract by an agent or representative duly certified by the PA, or B acts on his own behalf in negotiating such NFL player contracts. So there's a split to people who read that to say, okay, does that mean if you have an agent, you have to be represented by them? Or is it just once they tell you to work with the agent, you have to? So it's a matter of just legal interpretation and wording there. But there are a lot of people, Florio, one of them, who thinks that wording says that you have to negotiate with the agent.
Yeah. That one seemed to make the most common sense to me. Like, you can never say one thing to a player, throughout. Like, would it qualify as David Mulligetta's involvement by just sending him what they talked about to look over and sign off? Does that qualify as enough not to violate if Jerry and Micah did the 95% of it?
Well, so the player, if it says acts on his own behalf, that's fine. Even if you have an agent, you can act on your own behalf. As soon as the player says, I'm not acting on my own behalf, that's where some people think legally, and depending on the language, somebody may rule that, a court might rule that, no, that's a violation.
Like, I want to speak to my lawyer.
Right.
Interrogation.
Yeah, it's very similar to the idea of that. Yeah, just like it's supposed to end the interrogation.
It's a 62. No, it's a no penalty for a first offense. 62,000 for all violations afterwards. So a little slap on the wrist. And Jerry Jones was asked by Stephen A. Smith, and this has been my main criticism of Jerry. Look, man, just give. He went in. He thought he was on Shark Tank. He thought he was, you know, Tillman Fertitta, whatever his name is. He thought he was on one of these shows and his own businessman making his own pitch. It went sideways. He got in too deep. Can't you just give him a pass and get this thing done?
Stephen A., can you see, look across the first field and look out at the red border that would be the top pilot?
I'm looking at it.
I stood there on our last day of mini camps talking with Micah. Have your agent call me.
Have you told him that?
Call me. Yes.
You
have
told
your agent
that.
Call me. Have your agent call me. Have your agent call me.
Last day of minicamp was around what time?
May, right?
June.
June.
Would have been early June.
So Jerry and Micah supposedly talked and negotiated all this in March. And then Jerry is saying in June, so according to Jerry Jones, Micah Parsons asked for a cell to walk in and negotiate. That got done. Once it officially didn't get done, he then told Micah, have your agent call me after their negotiation, months after, right there on that practice field in Frisco, and something did not happen. And
have your agent call
that's me. Where we are. So that's Jerry's side of it.
Yeah, and Jerry turned to me and he said, let's play this up for the cameras here. Let's play up the draft room. No, I never said that. No, there was nothing in your contract, Jimmy, that said this. This is all, that's why I say this is different. This is all sounding like the Jimmy stuff that went sideways from the America's Team documentary, how they have two completely different stories as to what happened. That's concerning.
And Jerry, at the end of this, he talked about loyalty again. In the Stephen A. interview, loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Mikey B. weighing in. Loves the NFL Players Association so much. I won't name the term that he named them, although he probably wouldn't care. The NFLPA are a bunch of blank. They will never win a grievance because they let owners do whatever they want to them.
Yeah, they know they're not missing games, so they do what they can to get more time off. Like that's what they try.
What does everyone think of the Adrian Beltre statue? We'll get it up on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube, and a new Music Monday next.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit MensTClinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And the pitch. And that one hit high and deep into right center. Martinez going back. Still going back. He looks. It's gone. Far into the Rangers bullpen. Home run, Rowdy Tellez. He gives Texas a 2-0 lead.
Making it rain with Sandoz in Arlington. Matt Hicks with the call on your home for Rangers baseball. Sean, RJ, and Bobby back together again with a sweep of the Cleveland Guardians. 6.5 back in the West. 4.5 back in the wild card. Merrill Kelly, Jack Leiter, Jock Peterson, Rowdy Tellez, Wyatt Langford, and Nate Eovaldi. Your highlights of the weekend, the lowlights, Evan Carter and Marcus Semien, possibly both gone for the year. So that's not great.
No.
The biggest highlight, though, the unveiling of the Adrian Beltre statue, and Bobby Belt is about to get rid of statues altogether.
Look,
Aiden, let's fire this up on the FanCam Twitch.
About 5 years ago, I guess.
FanCam Twitch and YouTube. Choppy, give us your thoughts first.
I don't know that there is a more appropriate pose for a statue. That is as perfect as it gets. I think they nailed. Now, what else? Like, what were the other options with Adrian?
Right.
You know, just a bunch of people trying to touch his head.
And Elvis did that. He went out there.
Yep.
During the unveiling and put his hand right on the head.
So I think that's perfect. He's well deserving. He's been a great ambassador for the organization. I think it's a perfect statue.
I guess my only question is, after the Brady one, should this be larger? Or do they want it this height, as Tolo Chris just speculated, so that everyone could go? They probably don't want people stepping up there.
Right.
And putting their hand on Adrian's head. Would Beltre, you know, would he love that or not?
I mean, Brady one is like the Colossus of Rhodes. It's just like, it's just this massive.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we've arrived in the harbor.
Only the Landry one is maybe bigger.
The Landry one's huge. You know, the Manning one we saw was big.
This looks to scale. Like, that looks about as big as he'd be. Maybe a little bigger. Because, I mean, he just was standing next to it, and it was, like, maybe up to, like, his collarbone. So, I mean, him down on one, I think that's pretty close.
I've got to go look at the Nolan one. Because the Pudge one is low. I mean, he's in a catcher squat.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, you know, that's the main entrance, that at least one that I always go into. And I think that's a perfect size. I mean, it's for kids, take pictures with it. I think you gotta figure that out.
Pepe, what'd you think?
I like it. I like it a lot. Like RJ said, you had to use that pose. Everyone and their mom knew that that's what they were going to use. But yeah, the platform he's on, it's not proportional. It's not, you got to have the statue part has to be much larger, but I love it overall.
No, I think it actually is proportional. That was the point, Peyton. It is his actual size. You want it larger. You want him bigger. You want him like the Lincoln statue.
It's a statue.
I think I would want it a little bit larger. But Bobby, you're just trying to get rid of this practice altogether?
It's a good statue. I like it. It's good. It's as good as a statue probably can be. The problem is, like, these bronze statues, you just can't actually make them look like somebody. It looks naturally, their face looks a little weird, or like, this looks wonky. This looks a little dumb. I would just propose we do away with bronze statues. Not get rid of the ones that are already there. I'm not trying to tear down history. Lord knows we've had debates about that around here for a while. But I'm talking about leaving those up. And then in the future, it's 2025 now.
I called that one.
I've seen Back to the Future too. I know what they're capable of with holograms and things like that. Get me a hologram of a play on a loop or something like that. That should start replacing these statues, because these bronzes,
the Commanders,
they just
already
don't
do that.
Look,
mess that up with Sean Taylor.
No, they gave him an Oshman's display. That's completely different. They were like, I guess we'll just grab some stuff from the local.
Good reference, Oshman's display. Very good.
I guess we'll get the stuff that's just been discarded and put up there. And we're not even going to put tape on his face mask. And we're just going to put this like empty individual up there. But this is it's a good statue. Like I said, it's as good as you can get around there. It's just when you look at it still, it's like, yeah, this still doesn't totally look like his face is the thing. And none of them ever will. They'll always look a little funny. And so to me, I would just say, look, we've got Tupac performing at Coachella now and things like that. I think we can have hologram displays now.
I love a good statue. Keep bringing them out. Now, you can't overdo it. You can't give everyone a statue.
No.
But Beltre is like one of the guys that you would give one to. If you're in the Hall of Fame and you have that logo on your cap in Cooperstown, you probably should have a statue at your stadium.
You know how much pressure that probably is too? You're tasked with making whatever the statue is or whatever else. Because you know, like, if I screw this up, I'm destroyed for forever.
Well, the only people worse than this are the people who draw in the courtroom. I can't remember the last great courtroom drawing
Phil Spector
I've ever seen.
I don't remember what that one looks
like. His
hair looked like a dandelion that needed to be blown away.
So back to the Rangers with Diamond Cavs at 9:00. This is an opportunity on the schedule. I think Peyton was pointing it out. You get the Angels, and then did you say the Athletics after that?
Yes, on the weekend, but you're in Sacramento, wherever they are.
They're in Sacramento.
Yes. So Angels and A's. 4.5 back, Diamond Cavs at 9 a.m. after the Broomsticks.
Bassick is going to be miserable in Sacramento. The heat, it's going to be like 110 degrees outside there. Oh, he's going to be miserable. He's probably going to send Murphy.
He's going to send him.
Yeah. Go do my bidding.
David, go do my games.
It's a new Music Monday.
I'm Casey Kasem. Coming up next are the three biggest hits of the year.
That's right. We're going to take a look at some of the songs that released on Friday. I have never heard of the first one that was the number one on Spotify that was Laura's favorite of the week. But I guess this guy's pretty popular. I don't know. This is the song, and it's also a line from the movie Brokeback Mountain. I wish I knew how to quit you, by Somber. Oh. Good. I like it. It's not it's not like a summer banger or whatever, but I mean I think the production on it's really nice. I like the vocals. I think it's good. It's solid. It's not anything I would like remember for forever probably, but I think it's pretty solid.
It's a high floor, low ceiling song.
It's Will Greer.
Low ceiling.
Yeah. Will Greer.
It's the Will Greer song. Big X the Plug, Dallas' own Big X the Plug, who was arrested late last week.
Yeah.
And then was released out on bail, Tupac style.
What was he arrested for?
Marijuana possession. He is released.
You can get arrested for marijuana?
Where? I guess.
How much did he have on him?
I don't know. I didn't see that. I just saw he got arrested for it and he was released. And so that's what he did. He got released on the same day that his song was released with Jelly Roll, Box Me Up.
The image of you leaving in my head, it keep repeating. And now I'm slowly sinking. Not reaching out for help, just slowly falling to the deep end. If I lose you
tonight, I'm in on anything Big X the Plug.
He sound like Biggie a little bit right there.
I'm in on anything that's a Jelly Roll hook. It's probably going to be good.
Yeah.
If Jelly Roll's singing the hook, it's probably a good song. So it's a good decision right now in hip-hop if you say, hey, Jelly Roll, come jump on the song. I want you to sing a hook. Good song. I like it.
I like it.
It's solid. And then finally, this is a band that I like, Wolf Alice. This is not my favorite song of theirs, but it was one of the ones that was out this week as the chart toppers. This is a song called Just Two Girls by Wolf Alice. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's like a pseudo 70s, like.
Number two by far.
Lisa Loeb song. Not number three. That's first
Lisa
one was great.
Loeb's. Number three? Yeah. The one we're playing right now?
Yeah, this is the third. But third out of three, but for sure.
No, number two is the best.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying like you were ranking this the second best song of it. Yeah, number two was the best song.
Number two is the best. New Music Monday with Roberto here on DFW Sports Station. Let's wrap up your weekend as well. We didn't get to it in Best and Worst before Below the Belt with how the Cowboys 53 is going to look.
Yeah, I have no idea what this sentence means. I first heard the sentence when I came back from, when we got back from training camp. The girls were so excited. Not that I was home.
Because you were home?
Nope, not
because
of that.
You guys do the best family hugs in the airport. You should see it, Peyton. I mean, it's just like a 10-second embrace with all four.
We pulled up, and right when I got in the car, they were like, Daddy, we have songs to show you. I was like, okay. And so I was like, what is this? And they're like, it's from K-Pop Demon Hunters.
I've read this out loud yesterday with the email. Two things I read out loud.
Two things.
RJ naked in the shower. Fixing the shower naked. Hell and then this. And I was like, what is this? And Amanda started chuckling.
I'm sure Amanda has to know it. This is K-Pop Demon Hunters right here. Turn it up, Peyton.
Their name is K-Pop Demon Hunters?
It's the name of a movie. So this movie came out on Netflix. It's got all these different K-pop songs on them. These all, it's been out since July or something like that. All of these songs have like 300 million streams on Spotify.
Wow.
There are seven of them. And this is blowing up. It blew up so much that theaters hosted a sing-along version of the movie in theaters this weekend. It's a nonsense movie. It's the most I've ever felt like my parents, where it's like, I have no idea what you're listening. Like, I don't understand your generation consuming this. This whole thing, this was a theater packed with like teenage and elementary school girls mostly, but some of the boys in there too, like dancing with glow sticks and singing along to this movie where the plot of the movie is these three girls have been tasked with cleansing the souls of the like possessed population with their K-pop songs and they're going to kill the demons with it. And I was like, Kristen, you let them watch this? It's the most Chia follow I've ever felt watching a movie. I'll say that. People, where I'm looking at it. and just going, I don't understand this plot. It doesn't make any sense to me. I argued with Laura about it over the weekend. Laura's yelling in my face. She goes, they have to sing to get the demons go. I went, why? Why do they have to do that, child? They don't say, and it doesn't make any sense.
The Tolos are texting, all the kids love this S, straight up insanity. My kids went to the sing-along movie thing, and it was, capital letters, insane.
Dude, they are literally, it's kids jumping up out of their seats, running up and down the aisle, swinging glow sticks, and singing along with the song. I've never seen anything like
Taylor Swift in theaters. Mm.
Something like that. It's insane. And you've got a lot of people on here. My son loves this song and the movie. Somebody else says, I mean, they did that with Taylor Swift in the movie theaters, like you just were pointing out. But this is the thing that has just blown, and when I tweeted about it, it was everybody replied, yeah, my kids, they won't stop playing these songs. And now Kristen has been brainwashed by this as well. And Kristen is wanting to play the songs all day. And them talking about it all day has now polluted my feed as my phone spies on me. And now my TikTok feed is nothing but K-pop demon hunters.
I just asked my 15-year-old, what do you know about K-pop demon hunters?
And is he not in school? What happened to no cell phones in school?
He's in high school, so I don't know.
He doesn't even start till 12 in high school.
Probably. He goes, who?
Okay.
And I was like, haha, okay. He's at like a YouTube channel.
So was that your worst of the weekend?
Yeah, that was pretty much up there as the worst of the weekend. Also, the worst was this, which I texted after, and I don't know if Aiden's got it. We went to a place last night where I won't say what it is. I mean, it was fine.
Yeah, don't be late, Reema.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. But they gave us, Kristen had ordered a salad that comes with some steak on it. And they asked you, they say, what would you like? And there it is on the fan cam. They say, what would you like to cook? And she said, medium rare. And they dropped that on the plate. Uh-huh.
That's fantastic to me.
Rare is fine. I can eat rare steak. The point, though, is they clearly gave no concern for, what'd you say? I don't care what you said. We're making it rare because that is rare.
What is that, chat? Is that send-backable?
What is that, chat? I never thought you would say chat.
Isn't that what it's all called?
Yes.
I don't like to separate fan cam, Twitch, YouTube. I thought that's what the cool kids call it.
Chat?
Like, I'm going to be a movie demon popper now.
Yeah, exactly.
Get this guy, chat.
I would hear you say chat.
Bobby sent that, and I was going to be so proud that he cooked that. Like, oh my gosh. I already had Royal from Wild Fork hitting me up. Oh my God, Bobby, what should we send him? And then I said nothing because he said that it was undercooked for him in the restaurant.
No, not undercooked for me, but just you're told to cook it a certain way, and they didn't.
Yeah, that's not medium rare.
That's the only thing.
Did you eat it? Was it good?
It was Kristen's. And so, no, she was like, I'm not going to eat. She won't eat rare. So she's like, I'm going to just take this home and I'm going to throw it in the air fryer for an extra minute or something when we get home because that's not going to work.
What type of steak was that?
I don't know. It was just steak on top of things, sirloin or something. I have no idea. But I will say is that if she would have ordered well done and they would have sent her medium rare, I would have been like, I would eat that. That looks good. But that is clearly not what you ordered. And that was just the thing to me is like, that just looked like a lazy cook where they're like, all right, throw that out there.
The games have all been played. Now we find out who is in and out on the Cowboys 53 man. That's next. And B-Lo.
D-Belt.
Right here on Sean and RJ.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I left formation. Play fake again. Milton going deep down the right side for Brooks in the end zone. Two hands down to the right side of the end zone. And he caught it. Touchdown, Jalen Brooks.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Who is in? Who is out? Who is going to piss you off when the Cowboys announce their 53-man roster? Let's talk about it in the Below the Belt, which is sponsored by D&M Leasing and Window Nation. That's right, the two-time sponsor right over here, Chop. That's what
right.
I got. All right, so I started trying to work on the 53-man roster over the weekend after the Cowboys played their final preseason game. Got a victory, got a decent performance out of Joe Milton, saw some good performances from guys who probably needed to put him forward, guys like Deuce Vaughn, Jalen Brooks, Ryan Flannoy. Saw some decent stuff at times from Mozzie Smith. Those are all good positives to have. Those are good things that you want to have in your on tape when you're getting ready to make these decisions and getting ready to head into your first preseason game. And as I started trying to cut this down, it felt like it was going to be a lot more difficult than by the time I got to the end of it. I think I had a pretty good sense of where the team was looking at a few different positions. So let's go down the list of what I think we're looking at for the Cowboys as they prepare to make their final decisions tomorrow and had some discussions over the week. Sean mentioned it earlier. They've already started some of the cuts. Lyle Collins is now out. And they also mentioned that Trayvon Diggs is cleared. He will be on the active roster, it sounds like, to start the season. So there will be no issues in terms of trying to stash somebody through on PUP and then open up a spot that way. All right, so starting off, quarterback. Initial 53-man roster is going to be two, I think. I think it's going to be Dak and Joe Milton. And Will Greer, who is a vested veteran, they don't have to pass him through waivers. Will Greer, I think, will be cut. And then after that, they'll make whatever procedural moves they have to and hopefully bring him back, or they may sign him to the practice squad and have elevations with him.
How do you think Joe is better on Friday night compared to the first two games?
I just think you saw better touch on some of his throws down the field, some stuff where he was putting it on the money more consistently.
He was on time more,
showed
too.
The legs.
Yeah, he showed the legs. He was he didn't have as many of those throws where it's just like, where is that going?
There was a throw he made, pretty sure it was in the second half.
You watching this in Michigan?
I went to the bar to get food, right? I was going to get takeout. I just sat there. Because Sarah wasn't feeling well the last few days. She got some food poisoning.
In Michigan, they had Cowboys Falcons on.
It was on NFL Network.
Oh, okay.
So, so I go. She wasn't feeling well, so I was like, all right, I'm going to run to the bar. I'm going to get something to eat. Like, I'll just get takeout. And while I'm waiting there, the game's on. So this is like, I think this is just the start of the third quarter. And there was a throw he made where he kind of rolls right, and he throws towards the sideline. And I thought for sure that he was going to hit the short receiver, maybe about 8 yards downfield. But he threw it like 25 downfield. And I was like, I was not expecting him to make that throw. I was like, all right, that's kind of what the that pops the eye, that catches the eye.
Yeah, he was more consistent. It's still not consistent enough that you probably feel great about him, where you're like, man, he's ready to go, especially when he's 10 for 18, and it's, again, against a lot of backups and guys who are just out there getting their final game in. But overall, you feel better about some of the stuff that you saw, because the big problem for him is not, can he make these throws in terms of, can he thread the needle? He's got the arm talent to do that kind of stuff. It's just about seeing it consistently. Running backs, I think they're going to carry four.
Oh, by the way, before we move off of quarterbacks, Bobby, you brought this name up last week in a hypothetical deal. I said I would do it. Trade, was it Jalen Tolbert for Sam Howell? The Vikings traded Sam Howell in a 6 to the Eagles for a 5th and a 7th. So there's Howie saying, oh, Sam Howell will be good enough for us to maybe have on the roster. So the Vikings trade Sam Howell to sign Carson Wentz.
Ah, look at that. It all comes back together once again. I'm stunned Carson Wentz is still hanging around even as a backup, because whenever he steps out there, it looks like a guy who is not comfortable out there, in a way similar to Joe Milton at times. All right, running backs, 4 of them. Javonte Williams, Miles Sanders, Jaden Blue, and then Hunter Lipke included in that. So I think no Deuce Vaughn, no Phil Maffa. I think both of them are probably off the roster.
How much would it surprise you if Miles doesn't make it?
Man, you're out for Miles Sanders. Yeah. So you got the Miles vendetta all of a sudden. Where'd this come from?
It's not a vendetta. I would like, you know, I'd like him to actually do something to earn a spot on the roster.
Well, what have you seen from Javonte? Why aren't you going after Javonte?
Nothing.
Why Miles?
I have no dog in the fight. They want to get rid of either one of them. Go ahead.
Okay, but why are you picking on Miles but not Javonte? You've seen the same amount from both.
That's a good point. I don't have anything.
Physical runner. He likes the toxic masculinity of just lowering your head and bowling over people.
And we saw, and I was wrong about this, we saw Deuce Vaughn blow up last year preseason. It meant nothing.
Nothing.
So who gives a rip what they're doing right now?
No, that's fair. I've seen some stuff on social media, like what's Miles Sanders done to earn the spot. It's kind of like Turpin. You know, Turpin's a nothing, but everybody seems to love him. They're burying Tolbert.
I mean, Turpin's clearly, by everything they've done in training camp, been a big focus of what they want to do, though. But, it's part of what they want to do. So, wide receivers, 5 of them, because I think Jonathan Mingo's going to open the year on IR. So you're going to have CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, your third receiver, Kevontae Turpin. And then I think you've got Jalen Tolbert, the 4th. And then the final one is probably Ryan Flannoy. That's still a close race, I think, between Jalen Brooks and Ryan Flannoy. I think the Cowboys are going to try to get Holden on the practice squad, which Treshawn Holden was a guy who had a couple drops in this game. Didn't step up the way he had in some other moments. But I also think it's a case of, even if he doesn't drop those passes, I think it's like, we love you, but man, it's going to be harder for us to slip some other guys through. And these guys have been here a little bit longer and we trust them a little more. So we're going to make that move. Tight end, I think you're going to carry 3. Jake Ferguson, Luke Schoonmaker, Brevin Spanford.
So both Michigan guys making it.
Yeah, because I do think Mozzie's going to be on. I think Mozzie was a really... Mozzie might be guy 52-53. Like, it's right there, I think. And I think it just may just be a case of you don't have a lot of great options behind him. If Jonathan Hankins were still on the roster this year, you probably move on from Mozzie Smith, I would guess. Offensive line, Tyler Guyton, Tyler Smith, Cooper Beebe, Tyler Booker, Terrence Steele, your starters, obviously, which Tyler Guyton continues to progress. He was out there during some of the warmups the other day. That sounds like they think there's a real shot he could be ready to go week 1. If not week 1, week 2. The guys I have making it, Johnny Cornelius, Hakeem Adeniji, who I think is, that's another one that might be near the back end of the roster there. TJ Bass, Brock Hoffman, Nate Thomas, who Nate Thomas would likely be your starting left tackle if Tyler Guyton can't go week 1. Defensive line, they're going to go really heavy here, I think. 11. So this will be Dante Fowler, Marshawn Kneeland, Sam Williams, Micah Parsons, Osa Odighizuwa, Solomon Thomas, Jay Toia, Donovan Ezeraku, James Houston, I think is on, Ernest Brown, Mozzie Smith. I think Mozzie is the last one. Mm. That also means that one of your offseason additions, Peyton Turner, I think is going to be part of the cuts here. I would not be surprised if Turner's out in this instance. Linebackers, Kenneth Murray, Jack Sanborn, Maris Leifau, Damone Clark, Shamar James. I don't think that's surprising to anybody. Linebackers, pretty solid. And then the defensive backs, I think you've got 10. Trayvon Diggs, who is obviously his availability now has kind of changed the composition of the roster. Deron Bland, Kair Elam, Zion Childress, Andrew Booth. And I think you've got Troy Pride, Marquise Bell, Donovan Wilson, Malik Hooker, and Wanya Thomas. Including that, no Kemon Hall, who a lot of North Texas fans, I think, have liked. And a guy who's gotten some experienced reps with them at the end of last year and then into this offseason. And then maybe a bit surprising for me last week, but as the week went on, no Israel Mukwamu, who was playing really late into that game the other day for somebody who would be on the roster typically. And then the special teamers are Brian Anger, Brandon Aubrey, and Trent Sieg. So overall, and I should mention on the defensive backs, no Kalen Carson listed there. I think Carson's going to be one of their IR guys as well, starting the season off.
Brian Schottenheimer's star ups, by the way, against Atlanta. James Houston, Elijah Clark, DB Mike Smith, Deuce, Flannoy, Jalen Brooks, and Joe Milton.
Yeah, and I think a lot of those guys you're talking about there are guys that they're probably
looking at. What about my guy Troy Pride?
Troy Pride I've got on there. He would be like guy 53, somewhere around there. The guys that I think are off on this roster right now that are probably the toughest decisions and still may end up, because obviously this is just a projection. I think Deuce Vaughn is part of that, who he mentioned there. I think Princeton Fant, the tight end, is somebody that they could be looking at in that same way. And then I think when you look at, we already got some people on the fan text asking about this, why no Perrion Winfrey? I think Perrion Winfrey is another guy who they would look at and like to keep if they could. I think it's just a matter of numbers game and some of the guys that they're keeping already and what they want to do with those guys. Like Ernest Brown, I don't think they anticipated being as impressed with him as they are. I think James Houston brought in here, that's taken up another defensive line spot because he was out there making plays for you and showing himself to be an effective rusher right out of the gate. So I think that's going to cause some of the tougher cuts. Again, Peyton Turner, I think, is out. That's just somebody who probably didn't do enough for them. And the fact that they would move on from somebody like Elijah Clark, who you mentioned, Mike Smith, those are guys who I think they would try to get to the practice squad. And the practice squad is obviously 17 members for Dallas. It's 16 for the whole NFL. Dallas then also has an extra exemption for Denzel Daxon as an international pathway player. So he would be on the practice squad as an extra player that they could carry. But overall, I think they're going to have to carry heavier on defense to start the season because they've got so many depth questions over there. Whereas it feels like the offense is pretty much set in terms of who they want, how they're going to be here. If Diggs plays week one, now that he's on the active roster, I think then we're looking at Diggs and Elam are outside and Deron Bland's playing the nickel. And that's where he'll have to play. If Diggs can't go, now we've got a big question of who's going to even play the nickel at that point. It might be Zion Childress. It might be Andrew Booth outside. Since Booth, surprising some people, he was put on the shelf for the final game. They didn't even put him out there to play. That's usually a pretty solid sign that they like you and they have you here. And so I think both of those are pretty good indicators of how the Cowboys view their cornerback room stacking up heading in this first week.
Philo,
the belt,
with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Roberto, who was right there in Arlington for the final preseason game. Nick Eatman at 9:20 with his Micah laying down reaction, and is Joe Milton going to be the official two? But we are also your home of the Rangers. RJ Choppy, is he believing again after the sweep of Cleveland? Some Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.